Thank you for joining us. We begin this news hour with Israel continuing to launch airstrikes on Gaza, which has destroyed residential buildings in Khan Yunis. There was a barrage of rocket fire from Palestinian factions towards Israel in the early hours of Thursday morning, which, after a brief pause, have continued in the past 2 hours. The latest attacks have killed at least 3 Palestinians, bringing the death toll to 27 in this recent escalation. Palestinian media say most of the victims are women and children. A funeral has been held in Gaza for a senior commander of the Islamic Jihad movement who was killed in last night's Israeli airstrikes. Ali Hassan Ghali was a member of the military council and head of the rocket unit in the Al-Quds Brigades. Well, we have 3 correspondents across this story this hour. Mohammed Jamjoun is in West Jerusalem, and he'll tell us about the prospects of a ceasefire. Willem Marx is in the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon. But first, we go to Yumna Al-Sayed, who's in Gaza City. Yumna, there have been new airstrikes on Gaza in the last hour.
Yes, Polly. Well, Israeli airstrikes haven't stopped actually taking part in different areas in Gaza. Again, most airstrikes are in the northern part and in the southern part, both in Khan Yunis and Rafah. In the northern part, in Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun. Now, these parts are very adjacent to the borders in Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia. And so the Israel airstrikes have continued to pound these areas for several hours this day.
The airstrikes, you say, have hit northern parts of Gaza. Gaza, of course, is a densely populated area. And despite Israel saying that it's targeting Islamic Jihad positions, I imagine that civilians are also being targeted in these strikes.
It's true. I mean, with the airstrikes and the rockets that are falling in these different areas, there's always a destruction and casualties falling from the civilians. Yes, these past hours, at least these past 2 hours, there hasn't been any casualties, but there have been damages in the civilians' homes. Also, before that, prior to that, one of the airstrikes in Beit Hanun caused some injuries among citizens that were rushed to hospital. Locals say that their injuries weren't serious injuries, but this is how it is. Yeah. In a densely populated territory, every airstrike has a very significant effect on the residential homes and buildings here for the population.
Yumna, the funeral of Ali Ghali, the Islamic Jihad commander who was killed in last night's Israeli airstrikes, drew a lot of people. How are these killings? I mean, it's now the 4th Islamic Jihad member to be killed by Israel. How is it affecting the group and how are they going to respond?
Well, yes, Folly. Right after the killing of Ali Ghali, there was a launching of rockets, just an instant launching of rockets. But then it has been a cautious calm. About a couple of hours ago, when he was buried, there was a resuming to the launching of rockets. But it was not like yesterday, the launching by the Palestinian factions here. It has been very, very little. But many artillery shells have been fired towards the Kerem Abu Salem crossing from the Israeli side. And so it has been on mortar shells mainly. But now a Palestinian Islamic Jihad faction here in Gaza have stated that they are going to be responding to the assassination of Ali Ghali in particular. They said that they're in preparation and their response should not be delayed. So we're still expecting to witness more launching of rockets. We're expecting a certain amount and kind of retaliation for his killing.
Yumna, thank you very much for that update. Yumna Al-Sayed, live there in Gaza City. Let's go to Willem Marx now, who's in Ashkelon, near the border with Gaza in southern Israel. Tell us about what you've been seeing and hearing on that side of the border, Willem.
Well, Folly, in the last 15 or 20 minutes, we've seen at least one attempted interception by the Iron Dome defence mechanism. The Israeli military operates just probably about a kilometre further behind us, seemingly therefore trying to intercept a rocket coming from Gaza. We've heard some much deeper booms sounding like artillery or potentially airstrikes slightly further down towards the coastline from here inside Gaza as well, one assumes. And here people remain on high alert. Earlier this morning, we did see people outside, businesses were open, cafes, things like that, people walking the streets. There is still traffic on local roads, but there have been sirens sounding in smaller communities near here, as well as a few kilometres down south from here, the town of Sderot. So clearly, these rockets being fired from Gaza are having an impact. The Israeli military talking about the potential, according to Israeli media, for reserves to be called up for recruitment around this area here in Gaza to try and strengthen what they call security coordination efforts. Folly.
OK, Willem, thank you for that update. Willem Marks, live in Ashkelon. Mohammed Jamjoon is joining us now from West Jerusalem. Mohammed, we've heard talk, of course, about this possible ceasefire, but given the latest developments and these continued airstrikes on Gaza, it's difficult to see how the ceasefire is likely to happen anytime soon.
Well, Folly, it certainly does look as though, based on what we're seeing when it comes to rockets and attacks, it certainly doesn't look like a ceasefire is going to happen anytime soon. But there's a lot of complicated negotiations going on behind the scenes. The conventional wisdom here is that the Israeli government is still open to a ceasefire, that they are still talking to Egyptian mediators, but that there is a sticking point. The sticking point, we understand, is that Islamic Jihad wants a commitment from Israel that if there's to be a ceasefire, that the Israeli military will not target any more leaders of Islamic Jihad for assassination. Of course, over the course of the past 2 days, we've seen four top commanders of Islamic Jihad assassinated by Israel in the Gaza Strip. Israel is not willing to make that concession. Now, last we heard from the prime minister, from Benjamin Netanyahu, was last night. That was after he had a meeting, a situational assessment with the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, as well as other members of his security cabinet. He came out. He made it clear that Israel was going to be the deciding party, whether it comes to escalation or de-escalation. So, yes, it is certainly looking like a ceasefire might be further off than we had initially assumed last night. But based on the comments that are being made, a lot of them unnamed, but officials high up in the Israeli government to Israeli media, based on the comments that we're seeing, they do want a ceasefire to come into effect. It's just that it's very complicated because of the demands on both sides. And really, right now, it's going to be crucial hours, the hours ahead as to whether there is further escalation, whether that widens, how many groups may be participating. But it does seem clear that Israel does want a ceasefire. It just, at this point, really there's no way to tell when that might happen. Folly.
Thank you very much for that. Mohammed Jamjoon, live there in West Jerusalem.